7 after the hour, the Good Day program. It is Memorial Day, and I can always count on Jennifer Horn to be here with me, unless she has something else better to do.
Which I don't, lucky no, for you.
Here I am. But Jennifer,
my sad life is your gain, sir.
I guess both of us.
Well, I don't know. No, it's a good life. There are a lot of great things to be thankful for this Memorial Day. And if you're a California resident, after all of the years of battles over budget deficits and spending cuts, there's a new challenge which I find hard to understand. And I'm only a part-time Angelian in California. You're a full-time person. So perhaps you can explain how this unexpected surplus has come to be when last year at this time, when Jerry Brown took over as governor, the state was like $53 billion in the hole, and now they're in excess of $1 billion with surplus.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
It's a good question. $850 million all of a sudden, just woohoo, surprise!
Surprise! $850 million, but that's going to get rid of a $50 billion deficit.
No, it's not. That's what he's saying is his budget surplus what he's talking about.
Some say a billion, whatever it is.
Right.
So how is that the case? Given that when Arnold left, there was close to $60 billion. In deficits.
So. I know, we couldn't do anything. Well, you know, people are paying more in taxes now, definitely.
Sure.
And I think that, if I recall, there were a couple of pockets of money that were found that were unassigned. You know how they find those little...
So it's an accounting...
An accounting issue, yes. Okay. But we are paying more in taxes, which does make sense why he's getting more money, even if it's just the same people paying taxes.
Uh-huh. Well,
my, you know, and I keep going back like a, you know, fine-tooth comb, or no, not a fine-tooth comb. What would be like a... What repeats over and over again?
Repetition.
Thank you, Evan. I'm like a fine-tooth comb. No, that's not right. A broken record. California would be fixed if we all implemented a flat tax because there are so many illegals living here.
Yep.
And the same people are just paying taxes over and over again, and there's just not enough to keep the system alive. There's not enough to keep the schools going, to keep medicine going. If you had everybody paying their fair share, there would be no problem at all in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
Add in a little bit of love towards small business and Hollywood productions, and we'd be fine.
Wow. A lot of people who are in the movie business, entertainment business, which certainly is what keeps Los Angeles County going, going to other countries.
It, they're making it so hard for productions now that they're all going to North Carolina or they're going to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just California, especially Los Angeles, is just not a great place for anybody to do business.
Well, that's the point. And that's so they're
smart.
All gloating about how they have this excess. They have it because they're extricating money from people at record numbers and making it more unpleasant. Businesses don't want to locate in California. I wouldn't want to be a full-time California resident, but I wouldn't be. I'm not going to subject myself to that sort of ridiculous taxation.
Mm-hmm.
It is taxation without representation. Part of what has brought us around to this Memorial Day, one of the things that veterans have given us is supposedly protection against taxation without representation. So perhaps we ought to look at that in terms of all of the gloating going on in California about the excess.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you just find it, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, oh, look, it's over here. So where has it been? Were the people that were running the state before that bad, or is this guy that good? Methinks probably no on both.
No.
Okay.
I do think that Jerry Brown has surprised me in a positive way, though. I was not looking forward to him, and he's done a few things that have been pretty remarkable, I guess, in my mind.
You can say that about any of these people.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not fans of Obama, but when you think about his stressing this past week that we ought to end the war on terror, I'm for that because it's a complete waste of money, time, effort. But I want to see if the nitty-gritty gets down to the basement when it comes to this, to the reorganization, the different approach we have to people who would do us harm, and perhaps eliminating the TSA is a good idea. Those of you who think that's food for thought, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler not with us today. Richie's not with us today. Jennifer and I are happy to be here on this day of reflection, because that's really what it is. I think that we have, there's so much levity on this day. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Let's go swimming. Let's go boating.
Buy a car.
Yeah, let's go buy a car. Let's go buy special sheets. But, hello, where are the people paying attention? I said to Meredith last night, we were watching the concert on the mall in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The usual Memorial Day thing. I thought the tribute to Charles Durning was extraordinary. I don't know if you didn't see it, it's something to see if you've DVR'd it, or there's got to be, I'm sure there'll be repetition of it today on PBS. At any rate, the look on the people and just the thinking of why men and women have died. And what it's all about, it's certainly a part of what we ought to be reflecting on this Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, the people in the audience, with the exception of those who have served, I said to her, I bet you there's literally nobody at home, or very few under the age of 30, who are watching this or even care about Memorial Day. And I think that's the horror of the reality. We have lost sight, as we have so many other things, and I decry it. Not much you can do about it except talk about it. The lack of vision, honor, the lack of substance when it comes to thinking about this sort of a day. This is not a celebratory day. It may be that it's turned into that, as many of our other holidays have been, mm-hmm. sort of bastardized, twisted and turned around so that they don't really mean or have the hardly no significance to what they were really established for. I think that's what this day is about. This is a day that ought to be very solemn.
Yeah. And I was talking with Barry Farber, who's one of our great talk show hosts.
Yes,
yeah, just
yeah.
Amazing. Uh-huh. And he hung up the phone with me, getting ready to hang up, and he said, well, happy Memorial Day. And he said, nope, check that. Have a meaningful Memorial
yep,
Day.
That's a very
and you know
good
what?
Way
about it. That is absolutely how you should talk about it, for
yep.
sure.
Because it isn't a happy day. It ought not to be, because that's not why it was established. It was established for thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So thank you for that and him. Speaking of Barry Farber, Barry and I have been friends and certainly known about one another for a long, long time. This is a small club. It's not as small as the President's Club, but it's a small club. The people who do this for a living are few and far between, and they're getting fewer and fewer with the realities.
This weekend.
Well, what happened as well? Were you passing of Gene?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Gene Burns was a great mentor of mine and somebody with whom I became very friendly. He worked in Boston for a number of years. Gene, a legendary talk radio personality. People on the West Coast have heard him on KGO for years, their powerful signal at night. But he was on in Boston, at Philadelphia, New York, and started down in Florida. Frankly, he was a newsman first in Orlando. And that's when he started doing talk. And his approach to talk was so much better and different than most of those who are yapping away on talk radio programs and stations these days.
Mm-hmm.
He did not fit the stereotype at all. He was not bombastic. He was not insulting. If you didn't see it his way, he didn't call you a name. He was very intelligent, very soft. We went on a trip together. I'm trying to remember, was it Israel? Yeah, it was. I think he was. Yes, he was. One of the trips I took to Israel was with him and a few other talk hosts. But I'd known him well because we served together on the board of the National Association of Talk Hosts back in the, heavens, when was that? The 80s, 70s, I think, and 80s. But a better man doing this you would not find. I used to call him Uncle Gene. I call him from time to time. I must say that I haven't talked to him in the last couple of years because he found it after he got off the air because he had a stroke.
Yeah, he never quite recovered.
No, he couldn't really.
That.
No, he didn't. But he's been one of the most listened to hosts in our country. And so later on in this half hour, we'll have a tribute to him. Very powerful guy and someone. We need more of his type mm-hmm. doing programs instead of more of these people who copy the two or three really important hosts. They do things the same way all the time. It's just boring. But this guy was never boring. He was always right there and on top of it. So Gene Burns passing is something we acknowledge here on Good Day. 16 past the hour. As today is a serious and somber day, I want to talk to you about something that will be a theme to this day. the number of claims against the government from those who have been in the service. There are claims, you know, that are filed, Jennifer. Veterans Affairs is supposed to be taking care of these in various cities around the country, these claims. And the outrage is that the average is almost 2 years for men and women who are waiting to have claims processed. Can you imagine how this is what so bothers me. We pay tribute to these people who have given, and we have these phony politicians and their BS and bunkum, and they, we gotta support our men, and then they don't support them at all.
Right.
If anything, they disrespect them. So thank heavens for the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, many veterans would be slipping through the cracks as they are now. People that don't know about the Purple Heart Service Foundation, I'm going to tell you a couple of different things. You can reach them whether you are in the mood to help them because it's a 501c3. It's a nonprofit. They're always looking for donations. Today's a perfect day for you to help yourself to them. Either at 877-743-1631 or online at purpleheartcars.org. They take all kinds of things that they can use to raise money. Cars, boats, that sort of thing. You can call that number, 877-743-1631, if you have something to donate. But they have a way that you can donate a few bucks a month if you'd like to by just texting PURPLE, P-U-R-P-L-E, PURPLE, to 20222. Donate a few bucks. Maybe you do it every month, and it'll help these people service those who, unfortunately, are getting screwed around by you because it's your government, supposedly. You are the ones who are in charge, and you're letting the government screw with these people. So if you feel like you need to make a statement, this is the way to do it. Give to the Purple Heart Service Foundation so they can help a lot of our veterans who are in need. You text PURPLE to 20222, or you call 877-743-1631 to give.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now 23 after the hour on Memorial Day, the 27th of May, last Monday in the month of May for the year 2013, and that's when Congress said we would have the Memorial Day celebrations, Jennifer, yep. On the last Monday of May.
And lo and behold, look what we're doing.
So here we are. How about them apples? So even though this is a somber day, one of the traditions, many people listening to this program for the first time today, people that are not either able to hear it because they're working or their radio station doesn't carry me later on in the morning. They may carry the program earlier and then they have a local program or whatever, but they're eager to have something live on during holidays. And that's the story with us. I said earlier, I forgot even to sort of promote the fact that we were going to be here today because I forget.
It's another day for
that
us.
It's just another day for us anyway. The only syndicated program beyond live today is this one. Help yourself to access to us, 888-302-3684. One of the things that we do at this spot in this hour of the program is bring you some levity from the late night shows. The jokesters, the comedians Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon here represent some fun with comments about two very different things, starting with Jay.
According to the Boston Globe, First Lady Michelle Obama and her daughters will stay on Martha's Vineyard for the summer. You can tell President Obama's getting a little defensive. Like when a reporter asked him about the trip, he said he had no prior knowledge of the vacation and just learned about it through the media. So I don't know what that means. Well, this is pretty shocking. President Obama got heckled yesterday while making a speech. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, that shows you how quickly things change. Remember a couple of years ago when President Obama would speak, people, they'd hang on every word. Now it's like open mic night at the Improv. Hey! Nice tie, pal! That a clip on! You know, what is that? President Obama says he is renewing efforts to close Guantanamo Bay, which he's been trying to do for 5 years. You know, if he really wants to close it, turn it into a government-funded solar power company. The doors will be shut in a month.
Some big TV news. A&E has canceled its reality show Intervention due to low ratings. Yeah, producers thought they were going to a party, but A&E was like, actually, we have something to tell you. We love you very much. The ratings are down in the demo. And that's right, Intervention has been canceled after 243 episodes, or as fans of the show put it, come on, man, just one more episode. It's all I need. Just give us a weekend, bro. Come on, man.
All right. So Jay Leto, Jimmy Fallon, and the good stuff from last Friday night. The Good Day program acknowledging Juan Carlos right now. Juan Carlos is a listener of ours.
Hi, Juan.
He's in Cuba. Listens in Havana.
Is that allowed?
Here's this. I was thinking that.
We're not embargoed over in Cuba?
No, well, we ought not to be. That's one of the big things. People are huffing and puffing about George Bush. It didn't really start under the Bush administration. Obama said he was going to change that, and he hasn't.
Iran, you can probably take a little boat with
It's just stupid. It's some arrogant, egotistical point of view created out of nonsense. Oh, they're communists. We can't do business with them. We can't go there. Why? How many people go every day to China? And they're certainly a lot rougher and tougher than the Cubans are when it comes to being communist. It's one of those things that makes no sense. None. Nada. It is stupid beyond words. Anyway, he listens to the program in Havana through 1300 AM WFFG in Key West. He's a teacher there and enjoys the program. Interesting information. And so I thought I would acknowledge him so we can just sort of gloat in the fact that there aren't many people. Of course, we might be considered communists too, Jennifer, because we're allowing ourselves to be heard in that horrible communist country.
I do look good in red, though.
Yes, you do. All right, I want to say hi to Frank Thomas, PhD, an avid listener.
Hi, Frank.
I'm trying to figure out where he is, and I'm not sure I can... Oh, in Jackson, Tennessee. Happy, or not happy, what do we say? Have a meaningful Memorial Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania admitted that some of his Republican colleagues were voting against expanded background checks merely to deny President Obama a victory. That true?
Look, I thought it was a fascinating comment. It was the sort of comment that, if made by a Democrat, would have been, of course, dismissed. But I think when Senator Toomey says it, it carries some weight. I mean, it does speak to what has been a common thread throughout the Republican congressional leadership's response over the entire tenure of President Obama's time in the White House.
The Democrats are the reason that the gun legislation didn't pass. If Obama had held the Democrats, it would have passed. It has been, remains, and to Republicans will ever after be a fact-free, feel-good, do-something-fallacious politics. There's nothing in there that would have stopped these tragedies.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot's...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Glasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day to get it on. It is the Monday program, which precedes the Tuesday program, which interestingly enough precedes the Wednesday program, which happens before the Thursday program.
Man.
And almost every week it happens before the Friday
which
program.
Which can't sneak anything by you.
No, I've... And is to get control of the day, a beautiful day, Monday, Memorial Day, and it will be a meaningful day, hopefully, for many of you. So here's my 2020 news quiz question.
I'm ready.
888-302-3684. Identify, please, Richard Arvine Overton.
Ooh.
Why is Richard Arvine Overton important to us today? 888-302-3684. Explain to us, if you will, help yourself, you get a swell Doug Steffen prize. If you'll call us at 888-302-DOUG and tell us about Richard Arvine Overton. That's his full name. Richard Arvine Overton. Who is he? And why would we be talking about him today? 888-302-3684 if you want to do some homework. The daughter of a World War II veteran, Jennifer, has come forward to claim her father's medals, which mysteriously turned up in a Goodwill shop in St. Louis.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Her name is Mimi Michelle McKenzie, came forward to claim the medals of her dad. His name was James Joseph McKenzie. After reading a newspaper story about how these medals were found, there's a Silver Star, which is the military's third highest honor, a Purple Heart ribbon. They were spotted by a worker in a Goodwill shop in St. Louis, according to the St. Louis newspaper. They were pinned to a piece of red velvet that was attached to a faded photograph of a young man in a Marine uniform. Ron Scanlon, of this, he owns this shop, decided to take it to the Unknown Marine Cause. And I didn't know there was such a thing as the Unknown Marine Cause, but I guess, the unknown soldiers. So rather than just sell them, he had some conscience. And the newspaper story says that the fellow who actually owned, this is a clerk, Scanlon's a clerk, fellow who owned the shop, a man named Lewis Chartrock, who's a Vietnam vet and a military buff, recognized the medals for what they actually were.
Wow. That's good. Good for him.
So he went to the newspaper and said, you know, can you write a story about this? These are pretty unique medals, and to have them all together like this. So somehow or other, this woman, you know, as with many stories like this, they get legs, and so it gets printed in a local newspaper, and somebody sees it, and then it gets printed in a national newspaper, and thus the cycle begins. So this lady talked about her father, and then, you know, the story became clear to the woman who was in California. His Marine platoon encountered heavy Japanese fire in the Philippines on April 13th, 1942, and that's why he got the Silver Star for gallantry. I guess that's what it's for, right? During the horror of that battle, the troops sought shelter in a series of tunnels, and they got trapped in the tunnels by the Japanese. And disregarding the imminent danger of the walls and the roofs, this fellow, Sergeant McKenzie, entered the tunnels, assisted in extricating the trapped soldiers, and gave first aid to the many who were wounded who had gone down in there to try to get away from all the fighting. So he spent 3.5 years after that, because when that battle was over, he wasn't free. He got caught by the Japanese, and fortunately for him, he wasn't killed. He was put into a camp and spent 3.5 years imprisoned back in Japan before he got his release in September of 1945.
People had such intestinal fortitude.
I know. Can you imagine going through some of the stuff that some of these people had to go through?
And keeping your wits about you. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's his story. I thought it was a good story from the St. Louis paper. 888-302-3684. Give me a few more minutes to figure out who Richard Arvine Overton is, and then we'll... I'm happy to identify him one way or another. I really want to spend time on the decoration part of Decoration Day, which is
I love
today.
Decorations. Oh, you mean a different
color. Yeah, right. Well, Memorial Day originally was called Decoration Day. And so it didn't get turned into Memorial Day until LBJ changed it in May of 1966. But the day itself goes way back to, I think, 1873, when there was recognition of Northern soldiers who died in the Civil War. And then it became harmoniously a part of our acknowledgement of all the veterans who died. But originally it was about the Civil War.
And let's talk just for a second. Veterans Day is for all active duty past veterans, right? And then Memorial Day is for the people that have served that have passed. Is that right?
Memorial Day is for those who died in service. Mm-hmm. Veterans Day is for those
who have served.
Have been or
can
are
still
served.
Be alive and you still celebrate
yes,
veterans.
Right.
Yes, okay.
Exactly. Yep. And supposedly the idea is to protect our freedoms. And so that's where I run into a problem, because the last since really Korea, we haven't done anything. This hasn't done any of our sacrifices haven't been connected to really saving anybody in terms of America. What they've been aimed at is political operations, especially like look at Korea, look at Vietnam, look at the Iraq and Afghanistan, all of this stuff that goes on. I think that needs to be part of the debate. That's just me. But I
do contend, I understand where you're coming from, but
yeah.
I do contend that one group of people that were really helped and given freedom, or more freedom, I guess, would be the right way to say it, are women. I think, you know, we've talked about, you and I have talked about Afghanistan and Iraq, and there's a lot of people that think we should have never gone in there. But one group of people that have gotten a direct boost in their standing because, I think, of our presence there are women. And
I
think,
agree.
You know, so if we look at these, I mean, there's bad and good to everything. But that is a good that came out of this.
You can find more about what goes on around our country today at usmemorialday.com. usmemorialday.com is a wealth of information there about the remembrance and how it ought to be observed for those who are interested in acknowledging all those who have died in, what, 250 or something different wars we've been involved in over the years. The War Library brings us around from the Revolutionary War to all the various things that we've been involved in. Most of the activity, by the way, has been in the last 100 years. Notwithstanding the Civil War, mm-hmm. I'm talking about the things that we've gotten ourselves involved in one way or another, whether it's Libya or the Persian Gulf or Somalia, Yemen, all of these things. But it goes back to our Revolutionary War, the Indian Wars. That was another, there's another blight. Woof. Man, when you look at that stuff and understand what that was all about. And then you look at some of the more recent names, Operation Enduring Freedom. Come on. We got sold a bill of goods. But that's not what today's about. So thank you, Jennifer, for bringing me around, because it does bother me that so many talented people lost their lives in circumstances that are questionable. So one of the things you can do today, if you care to, is to visit cemeteries, place flags, flowers on the graves of people who have died. And maybe you don't know, who they are. But you see, you have the opportunity today. Maybe you can teach your children, your grandchildren, something about what this is all about. Because most of the, as I said earlier, most of the people that were watching that show last night were not under 30, by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think people under 30 in our country give a damn. I really don't. That may be a strong statement.
Take a lot for granted, that's for sure.
I think that's
been a very easy life for a lot of youngsters.
Yeah, right. 888-302-3684. Okay, so now it's time for me to identify Richard Arvine Overton.
I think I might be stumped.
Yeah, really? Well, no, I don't think we're stumped, because I think we have somebody who's done.
No, I think I'm stumped.
Oh, you're stumped. All right.
Which
Charles.
Is usual for me, so it's
nice.
Okay.
Charles in Lynchburg, Virginia, it's a good thing to have you here. I hope you're having a Memorial Day that's meaningful, or you will have one. What's going on?
Well, I work for a big box, so I'll be going to work
shortly. Big box store.
Yep,
they're open. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's retail business.
Yeah, it is. Got to be open and get the customers.
I know who Richard Arvine Overton is.
And he is?
He's 107 years old, and he lives in Texas.
Good
yep, and why is he important to a Memorial Day acknowledgement?
He is the oldest veteran.
The oldest living soldier to have been in World War II.
Wow.
107 years old, Richard Arvine Overton lives in a small town in Texas. He said, I don't know, some people might do something for me today when asked what he was going to do today. He said, I'm going to sit on my porch, have a cigar and a whiskey.
That's wonderful.
I love him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Wonderful. Yeah, exactly.
Isn't and it funny how those people can drink and smoke and still be 100?
Yeah, right. Yeah. What? So you're working today. What does Memorial Day mean to you, Charles?
Well, it means that I have the freedom to go to work and to choose a job of my choice to some degree. I'm approaching senior citizenship, but I do have the freedom to do that, and a lot of lives were given for my freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a way to understand or acknowledge how important the day is, and I appreciate your calling and sharing what you knew about this fellow. How did you know about him, by the way?
I went on the internet and looked it
checked up. Good for you. Yeah.
It was worthy. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Whenever I have early hours during the week, I listen to you, Doug. So,
All right. Appreciative of that, sir. Thank you. Again, have a meaningful Memorial Day. Hold on just a second, and Evan will take care of you. We'll send you one of our swell Doug Steffen prizes. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing.
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, Urine Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
You okay?
Let me talk a little bit about your smile. During these holiday moments, we have more time for reflection. A lot of people like to know more about their health and well-being. You may have heard me. If you're new to the program, you probably haven't heard this story. But if you'd like some information on how to get your teeth to the point of their being as white as possible, let me tell you about Dr. Martin Ginniger, who developed a way to get stains off of your teeth. He's a dentist and was experimenting with various compounds that are all natural and found that there's a coconut, there's something in coconut oil that cleans whiteness, cleans the yellowness off of your teeth to get them to be whiter. And so this is not like any other normal whitener. As a matter of fact, it ought to be the norm. It isn't yet, but more and more people are trying power swabs because they're hearing folks like me talk about how you can get it directly from the manufacturer. They want to cut out the middlemen, so you can't go to the store and get this, but you can call 800-865-7602, and you can call them right now and order a, I think it's like a six-month supply of power swabs. There are a couple of things to keep in mind when you dial 800-865-7602. That is that the only whitening system that uses a patented formula, which is what this coconut oil is, removes the stains off of your teeth. They will stay whiter longer. Best part of power swabs is that it works for five minutes. You will see the difference, and it lasts for a long time. You just keep treating yourself with it, and you keep your teeth nice and white. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter. It works on bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns. So do yourself a favor. While you have a moment, think, well, write this number down, 800-865-7602, and whiten up your teeth. It can't harm you. It's perfectly, it's like some of these things have bleach in them. You know how bad it is to put bleach in your mouth?
Ooh, I do.
Imagine
that's
what it does
idea.
To clothing.
And coconut oil is so good for you.
really is all the way around. The way to the best teeth whitening, Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
To get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a post or flag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's interesting. That's a 4th of July thing that people get wrapped around. But the music certainly is befitting what we may be thinking today as we have a meaningful Memorial Day at 6 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are happy to take time for Tech Talk as we hear every day at this time try to work around the things you need to know to make life better when it comes to technology. And Shelley Palmer is a reporter of note, writes a lot of books, does television and radio, does lots of research into what's going on in the world of technology. Today he talks about a feature on Google Hangout that lets you remotely access a friend's desktop with their permission to help fix a problem with their computer.
Wow.
Yeah, let's find out how you can help somebody who I need a lot of help. I don't know if I want some people that I know into my computer, but at any rate, we'll find out how it works from Shelley in a moment here on Good Day.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Wow. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
class? If you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if people know that you're good with technology, you're bound to be asked time and time again, hey, could you help me with whatever the current problem your friend or loved one is having with their computer? Sometimes the problem is an easy fix, but sometimes not so much. But what remains true of almost any problem is that you can probably fix it quicker yourself than you can by describing the fix to them. Google is here to help, as it recently added a remote desktop feature to Google Plus Hangouts. Now, instead of trying to guess where your friend or loved one is clicking and becoming more and more frustrated, you can take control of their desktop and sort out the issue yourself. This awesome new feature is hidden away under the Hangout app section. So once you get permission from the other user to access their computer, you're free to fix the problem and get on with the rest of your day. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
There's a website called SeeMyX.com. You ever heard of that?
No. I try to avoid anything that sounds like that, though.
130,000 members have pictures that have been scanned in one way or another from people who are not fans of their ex. You know, look out warning. It's kind of like the registry of sex offenders or whatever that you find that gets published around. And so for those of you who have ill feelings toward your ex, I thought I would just, as a public service, of course, I tell you to check out SeeMyX.com.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.